Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 11, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about the Royal Mint rolls out gold payment card. Nordic banks reveal business plan for single payments platform P27. DPR and ClearBank complete partnership. Temenos signs core banking deal with Maltese challenger Lascaris Finance. Branch reveals zero-fee banking, in partnership with MasterCard and Evolve. Wirecard launches installments payment plan. UATP, EBANX to connect airline merchants to LATAM. Cirrus launches Cirrus Link Pay Plus solution. Samsung Pay adds remittance feature via Fina BLR platform. CaixaBank uses AI to simplify direct debit payments. Small businesses prefer card payments over cash, survey finds. Coinbase rolls out mobile trading app. Metro Bank deploys fintech collabs amid leadership shakeup. Starling links SMBs to protection against unpaid invoices. Salesforce rolls out order management function. C2FO strikes our financing acquisition in India. Small business insurtech finds the next unicorn. Alpha Bank and Commerzbank pilot payments on Marco Polo trade finance ledger. For commercial cards, mixing rails a promising path to adoption. Finnish fintech firm Enterpay raises funding and expands internationally. Now let's get started. The Royal Mint rolls out gold payment card. The Royal Mint has partnered with MasterCard to launch a gold payment card, in association with Accomplish Financial. According to Royal Mint, the solid gold payment card is designed for individuals seeking access to the benefits of a Rari's account and for those who value high-quality luxury items. The 18K gold Rari's card is personalized for each Rari's account holder, with their name and signature directly engraved into the precious metal. The Rari's account benefits from limitless spending, zero FX or transaction fees. In addition, the app will enable customers to manage their account and other funcitonalities. As part of the MasterCard World Elite package, additional benefits include a dedicated concierge service and other travel benefits. Nordic banks reveal business plan for single payments platform P27. The six Nordic bank owners of instant payment system P27 have announced their business plan and agreed to invest in the company until it becomes financially sustainable. P27 will see the banks create a single payments platform and allow instant cross-border payments within the region, in a bid to uplift local business. Danske Bank, Nordea, Swedbank, Handelsbanken, SEB and OP are teaming up to serve the region's 27 million people, creating an integrated domestic and cross-border real-time payments platform, which paves a vital step for trade between Nordic countries. Initially, the platform will stretch across Denmark, Finland and Sweden. DPR and ClearBank complete partnership. Core banking technology provider DPR has announced the completion of its partnership with UK-based ClearBank. DPR's clients, from banks to building societies, will now get a greater choice in their agency banking provider, whilst ClearBank's clients get access to DPR's core banking system. Launched in July, DPR's new online application and account servicing platform can onboard retail and business savings customers, deliver them core banking technology and enable them to manage multiple account types. Existing savings clients at DPR include Neobank Masthaven, Saffron Building Society, Cambridge Building Society, and Challenger Redwood Bank. Temenos signs core banking deal with Maltese challenger Lascaris Finance. Malta's newest challenger bank Lascaris Finance, which aims to serve high-net-worth individuals and corporate clients, has chosen Temenos to be its cloud core banking provider. Lascaris is currently applying for a banking license from the Malta Financial Services Authority (MFSA) and the European Central Bank (ECB), which will allow it to work as a credit institution in and from Malta. Temenos says its T24 Transact core cloud product will enable the Maltese challenger to launch in the shortest time frames, keep to regulatory standards and screen transactions to tackle financial crime with Temenos Financial Crime Mitigation (FCM). The neobank wants to be a one-stop shop for high-earning individuals and corporate businesses, by fusing personal and commercial banking needs together. Branch reveals zero-fee banking, in partnership with MasterCard and Evolve. Mobile-first tech that helps employees grow financially, Branch, has announced the launch of new financial wellness tools developed specifically for hourly workers. The company partnered with MasterCard and Evolve Bank and Trust Evolve to offer a free, digital checking account and debit card for hourly workers to facilitate their financial stability. With the new Branch MasterCard debit card and account, Branch will offer instant paycheck advances at no cost. Branch debit card holders can instantly access a portion of their earned wages ahead of their paycheck for free. Moreover, users will have the ability to deposit and receive their funds without any fees or minimum balance requirements. Branch works with employers to provide financial wellness benefits to attract and retain their hourly workforce. Its program aims to help employers save on turnover, overtime, and paper check costs. Branch is working with the MasterCard Network and Evolve, which is FDIC insured, to issue the debit card. Wirecard launches installments payment plan. Wirecard has announced a new installment payment plan for online shops in Germany, available via the company's digital financial commerce platform. The new offering benefits both merchants and consumers thanks to its B2B2C approach. Merchants are able to boost e-commerce sales by offering customers the option to pay in installments while still receiving full settlement when the shopper completes the order. Consumers can afford premium items thanks to flexible payment options. Wirecard acts as the acquirer and also processes all transactions. In addition, they can choose to pay for purchases in fixed monthly payments over periods of between 3 and 24 months or up to 36 months for items over 1,000 euros. They can also make unscheduled repayments at any time without incurring fees. The solution will be expanded to other SEPA countries following the initial launch in Germany. Wirecard is a software and IT specialist for outsourcing and white label solutions for payment processing and issuing products. For more information about Wirecard, please check out a detailed profile of this company in our dedicated, industry-specific online company database. UATP, EBANX to connect airline merchants to LATAM. UATP has partnered with Brazil-based online payment provider EBANX to connect airline merchants to LATAM. EBANX offers a localized payment solution that connects directly between more than 50 banks and processors, allowing airlines to collect locally and settle globally with unified reconciliations for all countries. UATP is a global payment solution owned and operated by airlines, and accepted by merchants for air, rail, and travel agency payments. UATP connects airlines to APMs. UATP accounts are issued by Aeromexico, Air Canada, Air New Zealand, Air New Guinea, Air Serbia, American Airlines, APG Airlines, Austrian Airlines, Eastern Airlines, Delta Airlines, El Al Israel Airlines, Etihad Airways, Frontier Airlines, GOL Linhas Aéreas Inteligentes, Han Air, Japan Airlines, JetBlue Airways, Qantas Airways, Shandong Airlines, Sichuan Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Sun Country Airlines, TuaFly, Turkish Airlines, United Airlines, and WestJet. Cirrus launches Cirrus Link Pay Plus solution. Cirrus has announced that it is adding Cirrus Link Pay Plus to its portfolio of integrated payment solutions. According to the press release, the solution enables Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard (PCIDSS) Level 1 secure payments across all engagement channels. To secure this solution, Cirrus has partnered with Semaphone. Cirrus Link Pay Plus provides a new way for consumers to make payments using any channel with live agents or automated bots. It replaces online sales processes that typically have required purchasers to either supply their credit card details via apps or verbally communicate them to agents. Cirrus Link Pay Plus sends consumers a secure payment link at the relevant stage of the sales process. Purchasers can enter their card details and the agent or bot, who does not see the card information, sees a checklist of the steps as completed by the buyer, enabling them to provide advice and support as needed. Samsung Pay adds remittance feature via FINA BLR platform. Samsung Pay has an international remittance feature, utilizing a platform owned by FINA BLR, a London-listed Ripple partner. Branded as Money Transfer, the service is currently available only in the US, except in Oklahoma, and will be rolled out to other countries in 2020. FINA BLR said the cooperation with Samsung Electronics America involves a new in-app feature that allows for the remittance of funds to foreign recipients. Customers can initiate transfers using credit or debit cards registered with Samsung Pay, and the money can be sent to designated recipients as cash or to their bank accounts. The service is restricted to customers with Samsung devices. Transfers can be sent to 47 countries, including Australia, Britain, Canada, China, Germany, Japan, Kenya, Mexico, New Zealand, the Philippines, South Korea, Spain, Thailand, and Vietnam. The payments themselves are actually handled by Travelex, the British company recently acquired by FINA BLR. CaixaBank uses AI to simplify direct debit payments. Spain-based CaixaBank has developed an innovation project using AI to manage returned direct debit payments. When a bill is sent to an account with an insufficient balance, the software notifies the customer's banking advisor, who then analyzes the case and decides how to resolve the situation, to permit the bill payment, to reject it, or to postpone it for a few days until the customer has sufficient funds. The banking advisor receives incident information every day at 8 a.m. This task is difficult to automate since each case is different and involves multiple variables that influence the final decision, the type of bill, whether it is a regular payment, the customer's payment history, the customer's connection with the company in question, etc. However, the task of managing bills takes up a considerable amount of the banking advisor's time. In May 2019, CaixaBank started to deploy the new system as a pilot project in 600 branches all over Spain, including the entire Barcelona network plus selected branches nationwide. In the first 4 months of operation, the artificial intelligence technology has already resolved a high percentage of cases by itself. If the model were to be expanded to the entire CaixaBank network, it would save approximately 82,000 hours of work. Small businesses prefer card payments over cash, survey finds. A Mercator Advisory Group report has revealed that more small businesses prefer card payments over cash, with 59% selling online and 47% in physical stores. Mercator Advisory Group's Insight Summary Report, Small Business Payments Acceptance, More Payment Options Creeping In, based on the company's annual Small Business Payments and Banking Survey conducted in spring 2019, further reveals that 35% of respondents report that they are selling via a mobile app. Other key findings: small businesses are more likely to report that their preferred method of payment is from the card networks rather than cash or any other method. The primary reason for preferring a certain kind of payment is the ease of handling, 65%, 4 in 10 mentioning lower costs. Small businesses are mainly getting merchant services from their primary bank, 70%. Many third-party providers offer smaller merchants ancillary services they need aside from core processing services, and many businesses are migrating to third-party providers for online and mobile services. Coinbase rolls out mobile trading app. Designed to provide advanced crypto traders with the necessary tools to make trades on the go, the Coinbase Pro mobile app enables traders to capitalize on market conditions at any time, wherever they are. Unlike traditional capital markets, crypto trades 24/7. Opportunities to buy and sell present themselves at all hours of the day. This means it's critical for traders to have access to the tools and information they need to capitalize on these moments, when and where they need it. That's why today we're announcing the launch of the Coinbase Pro mobile app, a powerful, mobile-first trading platform that was built with a focus on speed, ease of use, and a clean, streamlined trading experience. Since the launch of Coinbase Pro on desktop, few features have been requested more than a mobile trading experience. That's because, until now, our customers have had to make a choice, usability or mobility. The Coinbase Pro mobile app changes this by offering the most intuitive feature set of any mobile crypto trading platform. The mobile trading experience provided by the app offers the functionality of our desktop platform, built in a way to make traders feel in control at every step. No action requires more steps than it needs to, meaning traders can see prices, check their portfolios, and execute their orders faster than ever before. The Coinbase Pro mobile app offers a feature-rich trading experience, including real-time candles, depth charts, order books, and advanced order types, along with intuitive shortcuts. Orders made via the app will carry the same fees as those executed via the desktop platform, and traders will have access to the more than 50 trading pairs available today on Coinbase Pro. The app is available to Coinbase Pro customers in 100-plus countries around the world. Metro Bank deploys fintech collabs amid leadership shakeup. UK challenger bank Metro Bank has announced partnerships with three different fintechs to strengthen its small and medium-sized business offerings. In an announcement on Metro Bank's website, the bank said it is collaborating with Funding Options, Conance, and Doodle. Its integration with Funding Options will allow small businesses to seamlessly compare financing options from a range of more than 70 business lenders, bridging SMBs to lending alternatives should Metro Bank reject their bank loan application. The FIS work with Conance will allow small businesses to access specialized trading and finance solutions, while its partnership with Doodle, which will go live next year, will support a faster account opening process. Metro Bank will deploy Doodle's due diligence solutions to more quickly assess small business applicants, the bank noted. In a statement, Metro Bank Chief Commercial Officer Paul Riseborough said the FI is focused on collaborating with the most innovative partners in order to give our SME customers the edge in today's competitive market. Funding Options CEO Simon Curtin said that collaborating with Metro Bank will allow us to support even more business owners to grow their business and achieve their goals. This is a great example of the banks and fintechs working together for the benefit of customers. Metro Bank also said in its announcement that the trio of fintech partnerships is made possible by $120 million in funding it secured from the Capability and Innovation Fund, as well as the bank's own investments in new offerings designed to strengthen competition in the UK small business banking market. The partnerships also come on the heels of reports that Metro Bank's founder Vernon Hill will depart the bank completely amid the ongoing fallout from an accounting scandal at the bank. Hill had previously stepped down as chairman of the bank, but resisted resigning from the board of directors. Earlier this month, he revealed he would do just that, while retaining a 3.6% stake in the company. Starling links SMBs to protection against unpaid invoices. UK challenger bank Starling Bank is introducing a new solution designed to help its small business clients mitigate against the risk of invoice non-payment. In a blog post Thursday, October 10, Starling introduced its collaboration with invoice insurance platform Nimbla. The bank pointed to the risk small businesses face if their client goes out of business as a major cause for unpaid invoices, highlighting the recent collapse of Thomas Cook that left invoices from its vendors, including landlords and hotel groups, without pay. Pointing to data from Insolvency Service, Starling also noted nearly 17,500 corporate failures last week, with small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) struggling with late invoice payments as a common factor behind those business failures. Starling will connect its SMB clients to Nimbla's invoice insurance offering, which allows companies to obtain a credit checker tool within the Starling marketplace to assess financial risks of existing and potential new customers. Nimbla will also connect those businesses to insurance for a single or multiple invoices, enabling a company to obtain up to 90% of an invoice's value should that bill go unpaid. Hardworking SMBs deserve access to affordable, fast and flexible protection that will help them expand into new and existing markets, secure invoice funding and safeguard against insolvent customers, said Nimbla CEO Fleming Bengtsson in a statement. Starling CEO Anne Boden added, Nimbla is a great example of a business that is disrupting an old industry model to create products that are relevant to the way we do business today. They're an excellent addition to our marketplace that I am proud to welcome into the fold. Starling added that Nimbla's offering within the Starling platform is also able to exist with other back-office software, including other Starling marketplace members Xero and FreeAgent. Those integration capabilities are a further testament to the power of open banking, Starling said. Salesforce rolls out order management function. Salesforce is rounding out its offering for online sellers with the addition of Lightning Order Management, reports in Retail Touchpoints said this week. The publication reported Thursday, October 10, that Salesforce's new order management function targets integration of the order process, including fulfillment and customer service. The tool fits within the existing Salesforce Commerce Cloud suite of services, which include inventory management, order updates and return tools. Lightning Order Management includes order lifecycle management, allowing online sellers to manage an order through to shipping and delivery. The tool offers order processing and fulfillment tools that can be customized based on product type, fulfillment location, and shipping carrier. Reports also said the solution provides customer service and management tools, allowing sellers to obtain a unified view of their customers, including purchase and service interactions. Finally, the tool offers a visual representation of order workflows to promote automation across payments, logistics, and customer service processes. The solution is expected to go live in February 2020, reports said. The launch of the order management capability follows last month's announcement that Salesforce struck a partnership with Digital River. That initiative similarly focuses on integration, though targets B2B e-commerce players. Digital River is connecting its B2B payment solutions into the Salesforce AppExchange, allowing those tools to integrate directly into Salesforce Commerce Cloud's platform. At the time, Digital River explained that it would tackle back-office B2B e-commerce processes, while Salesforce would focus on the front end. In August, Salesforce announced a partnership with MasterCard, with Salesforce joining MasterCard's Small Business Program alongside Intuit to bolster small to medium-sized business (SMB) services. We are excited to further build on our small business benefits program together with partnerships like Intuit and Itemize, and now Salesforce, to deliver digital solutions that meet the needs of small business owners today and grow with them in smart, innovative and efficient ways tomorrow, Ginger Siegel, head of small business, MasterCard said at the time. C2FO strikes our financing acquisition in India. Alternative small business lender C2FO has announced an acquisition aimed at strengthening the company's position in the early payment discount and trade finance space. Reports in the Economic Times of India this week said C2FO, which is based in both the US and India, reached a deal to acquire dynamic discounting firm Priority Vendor Technologies. The companies did not disclose financial terms of the agreement. Priority Vendor deploys machine learning and artificial intelligence (AI), integrating with businesses' existing ERPs to connect buyers and suppliers to early payment and dynamic discounting programs, as well as supplier financing. In a statement provided to the Economic Times of India, C2FO India head Pradeep Goad said the takeover will allow C2FO to step into the invoice financing space. We will introduce accounts receivable financing solutions and data-driven funding options for our customers, he said, adding that the $200 million raised from the SoftBank Vision Fund earlier this year helped support C2FO's expansion ambitions. The Indian market currently accounts for 5% of total business, he added. With this acquisition and our growth initiatives, we expect to double share in the next few years. According to reports, C2FO is also exploring the launch of some of its other B2B financing solutions in India as well. Goad also pointed to the crossover between the C2FO and Priority Vendor platforms, which will allow for a more holistic experience for joint clients. Businesses that today independently use both the platforms will now be able to access all their accounts receivable on a single network and solve their cash flow needs, he said. Our strategy continues to provide the most convenient and lowest cost sources of working capital in India. C2FO had previously secured $100 million in funding from Allianz X and Mubadala Investment Company, as well as a range of existing investors. At the time, the company said it would use those funds to finance secondary share purchases and global expansion. Small business InsurTech finds the next unicorn. After one of the busiest weeks of the year for B2B startup venture capital funding, this week revealed a bit of a lull in the market. Still, investors placed more than $368 million into the space, often in the form of Series B rounds for a range of B2B players, including fleet management, small business, SMB, banking and global payments. It was an SMB InsurTech startup, however, that led this week's roundup, and brought the market its newest unicorn. Avrio's fleet management startup Avrio's, based in Germany, raised $14.2 million in Series B funding, EU startups reported this week. Led by Swisscom Ventures and Edenred Capital Partners, the funding saw participation from existing backers Lake Star and Notion Capital as well, while Columbia Lake Partners also provided funds. Avrio said it will use the investment to further develop its fleet management platform that supports employees' mobility needs. Targeting the middle market and large corporates, the company provides data analytics automation for fleet managers to obtain a holistic overview of operations, including mileage, damage, compliance, lease costs and more. Emplify. U.S.-based employee engagement platform Emplify announced $15 million in new funding, led by Edison Partners, a press release said this week. Allos Ventures, Cultivation Capital, Mark Hill, Gutbrain Ventures Bob Davoli and 4G Ventures Bill Godfrey also participated. Emplify operates a solution, using human data analytics from employee surveys, to assess employer performance, and provide insights into improvements. The company plans to deploy its new funding to strengthen its core product offering, as well as to invest in sales and marketing. X-Transfer. Based in China, X-Transfer provides cross-border financial services for Chinese companies trading on a global scale. The firm announced via press release this week a $15 million Series B1 venture capital round, led by EWTP Fund, while China Merchants Capital, O1VC, Yunxi Partners and Garong Capital participated as well. X-Transfer said it plans to deploy the funding to invest in expanding its global financial network, and apply for licenses in new geographic markets. The company also plans to invest in marketing, its team and technology upgrades. X-Transfer already operates in China, Hong Kong, the UK, Canada, the US, Japan and Australia, allowing Chinese SMBs to trade globally by providing local collection, payments, lending, foreign exchange and other treasury management offerings. Soligo. A press release issued by Soligo announced the company's $20 million Series B investment round. The firm, based in California, offers businesses and their IT departments an integration platform as a service (IPaaS) solution to support corporates shift to the cloud, and integrate various back-office applications into each other. Investors at Newspring led this round, while Blossom Street Ventures and TVC Capital also participated. Soligo said it plans to use the new funding to invest in product development and global expansion. Tide. UK challenger bank Tide secured $54.3 million in Series B funding, which the firm announced this week via blog post, with funding led by the SBI Group and Augmentum FinTech. Tide said it plans to deploy the capital to strengthen its share of the UK small business banking market, as well as invest in international expansion. The venture capital is part of Tide's commitment to raise funds after securing a portion of RBS grant money via its partner ClearBank. In a statement, Tide CEO Oliver Prill said the new funding underlines how far the business has come in a short time. We believe this is one of the largest Series B rounds ever secured by a UK fintech company. He also pointed to the oligopoly that has dominated and failed SMBs for too long, and the opportunity for Tide to deploy the investment to boost competition in the SMB banking sector. Next, insurance. InsurTech startup Next Insurance announced $250 million in fresh funding, according to reports in Insurance Journal, provided by Munich Re as the sole investor. Based in California, Next Insurance said its Series C investment will go toward scaling up its small business insurance offerings and adding to its customer base. The funding is the largest in this week's B2B venture capital roundup and propels the firm's valuation beyond $1 billion. As a licensed insurance carrier, Next Insurance offers proprietary policies for SMBs with a focus on connecting small businesses to property and casualty insurance products. Alpha Bank and Commerzbank pilot payments on Marco Polo Trade Finance Ledger. Alpha Bank and Novolipetsk Steel Company, NLMK, in cooperation with Commerzbank, Germany, and Vesuvius GmbH, Germany, have launched a pilot project of cross-border payments via the Marco Polo International Trade Finance Network. For Marco Polo, it is the first Russian-German import-export operations financing project. The pilot project objectives are to build a digital end-to-end trade finance and supply chain finance solution on a blockchain platform. Marco Polo offers to the network members a set of application programming interfaces, APIs, for direct interaction with ERP systems, allowing international trade participants to make payments, create irrevocable payment obligations and discount accounts receivable within a unified transparent system of interaction with partners. We launched our first distributed ledger technology in trade finance as early as 2017. Since then, corporate blockchain solutions have been considerably elaborated and earned our clients confidence and proved their applicability to real business processes. Projects such as Marco Polo create added value for clients, ensuring more international trade transparency and manageability thanks to integrated bank payment, finance and discount instruments, said Dina Merkulova, head of trade finance at Alpha Bank. Current corporate purchase and supply processes are too cumbersome due to the execution and exchange of multiple paper documents, while banking instruments are not integrated into clients' business processes. The Marco Polo network based on R3 Corda allows Alpha Bank to offer its clients a wide range of international trade finance solutions and seamless integration into the global trade ecosystem. Our decision to take part in the pilot project was prompted by our intention to optimize the process of interaction with partners based on blockchain technology. We expect Marco Polo to ensure seamless collaboration of several sides engaged in international trade operations, banks, suppliers, insurance companies, etc., with a flexible access to working capital financing instruments to the parties, said on behalf of NLMK Director for Treasury, Anna Sokolova. Our international corporates show continuous interest in piloting the Marco Polo payment commitment together with us and banks of our global network, like Alpha Bank. This new instrument, which is provided upon digital processing and matching of trade data in the Marco Polo network, meets our customers' growing demand for increased speed of transaction and transparency, optimized financing, enhanced working capital management and possible integration of ERP systems, said Enno Burgard-Weitzel, Commerzbank's global head of trade finance products. Integrated working capital solutions directly related to the contract, issued invoices and shipping documents definitely benefit all the parties, and our experience with Marco Polo demonstrates that core processes can really be streamlined, added Christian Greving, Cash Coordinator Treasury, Vesuvius GmbH. International trade is a multilateral process involving exporters, importers, logistics services providers, insurers, customs, banks and many other parties. Long-term blockchain-based solutions will make it possible to totally abandon the traditional practice of isolated paper documents mailing by post, reduce overhead cost and simplify business processes by connecting various stakeholders of trade transactions to the same network and sharing data. For commercial cards, mixing rails a promising path to adoption. Commercial card acceptance remains one of the largest barriers to the adoption of cards in accounts payable, largely thanks to suppliers' reluctance to absorb interchange fees and the associated costs of upgrading infrastructure to accept and process card payments. Increasingly, accounts payable solution providers are turning their attention to the B2B vendor when designing solutions, allowing these tools to not only address the B2B payment needs of corporate buyers, but the accounts receivable demands of the suppliers accepting those transactions. The commercial card industry hasn't avoided this trend, either, with service providers exploring ways to promote B2B supplier card acceptance and tackle friction on the accounts receivable side of a deal. Recently, Visa announced an accounts payable initiative in Australia as part of collaboration with B2B payments company Payment Logic. The firm had focused exclusively on enabling American Express commercial card payments in accounts payable, but is now, with Visa, broadening its ability to enable Visa and MasterCard payments for corporate customers. While the partnership certainly expands payment options for business buyers, Visa and Payment Logic highlighted in their announcement that the collaboration will also focus on easing card acceptance friction for their clients' vendors. According to Payment Logic CEO Sam Plowman, card acceptance is certainly one of the largest headaches in accounts payable today, though it's not the only one. B2B payments using digital payments require each invoice to be paid and processed individually, he told PYMNTS. This is inefficient, time-consuming, and administratively costly. Another major challenge in this space is the fact that small businesses (SMBs) can often struggle with negotiating favorable payment terms with some of their larger suppliers, he said. Commercial cards can address both of these challenges, with accounts payable platforms supporting batch payment functionality and payment processing automation. They can also offer firms, including SMBs, the ability to more effectively manage cash flow and pay invoices on time while still being able to stretch out working capital. These benefits aren't possible, however, unless their suppliers support card payments. Mixing rails. According to Plowman, Payment Logic, which is working with Visa to launch Yak Pay in support of Visa card payments in accounts payable, is able to ensure that companies can actually use their commercial cards to pay invoices by acting as an intermediary between buyer and supplier. Its card acceptance strategy involves a mixing of payment rails. Yak Pay charges a client's commercial credit card, then initiates an electronic funds transfer (EFT) to pay the supplier the next day, he explained. This mixing of payment rails is an increasingly attractive option for commercial card players looking to find new ways to address acceptance friction. Last year, UK bank Lloyds deployed a similar initiative, announcing a partnership with Optal to connect corporate clients with Optal's commercial card payment solution. That tool also allows businesses to make payments with commercial cards, which Optal then turns into an EFT transaction for vendors that don't support card payments. Visa is similarly exploring this trend, though known for its card services. The company recently rolled out Visa B2B Connect, a B2B payments solution operating on an entirely new rail to boost speed, transparency, and efficiency of global commercial transactions. Speaking at the recent PYMNTS B2B Payments Executive Forum, Visa Head of Global Business Solutions Kevin Fallon highlighted the future of a convergence of payment rails in the B2B payments space, as more solution providers decide to build new tools on top of existing rails, develop their own new rails, or do a bit of both. Tackling fraud. Mixing rails isn't the only way to support commercial card acceptance, but Plowman noted that this technique addresses another major point of friction for commercial cards: security. Traditionally, virtual and physical card information is presented in insecure ways when buyers and suppliers transact without the support of a third-party intermediary. This may include emailing and faxing card numbers, for example. Debit and credit card details are often shared, and not securely held, by the authorizing accounts team, accountants and bookkeepers, or by the merchant, he said. This exposes many businesses to various forms of card or digital fraud. By sitting in the middle, said Plowman, Payment Logic is able to securely obtain card details, charge that card and tokenize it without providing suppliers access to that information. The company also deploys multi-level authentication security measures when payments are authorized. There are, of course, other ways to promote security of commercial card details without relying on a different payment rail to facilitate payments to a supplier. Furthermore, EFTs come with their own challenges for vendors. A survey published last year by Harvard Business Review Analytic Services and Capital One, for instance, found that while the majority of companies use EFTs to pay suppliers, less than half can actually accept EFTs themselves. Yet, in the shift toward electronic B2B payments adoption, both cards and EFT payments are an important part of this evolution. Moving forward, Plowman said payment logic will increasingly be looking at integrations with third-party platforms like Xero, as well as the acceleration of payments toward same-day settlement, as important trends in the B2B payments market. The adoption of commercial cards, and the shift toward e-payments overall, supports healthier SMB cash flows, he noted. Finnish fintech firm Enterpay raises funding and expands internationally. Finnish Enterpay's automated invoicing payment solution solves an essential issue in today's growing B2B e-commerce space, which has generated great international interest. This has enabled them to successfully conclude a new, 1 million funding round and attract international partners, including German bank Volksbanken Raiffeisenbanken. Headquartered in Helsinki, Enterpay's management has decades of combined experience within the financial services sector, consulting and technology development. To strengthen its position in Europe, Enterpay has entered a cooperation with Volksbanken Raiffeisenbanken, and more particularly its payment subsidiary VR Payment, one of the leading specialists in cashless payments in Germany. TEBA Credit Bank is the operating factoring partner of the new solution. Value creation through automatization. Enterpay's solution aims to significantly optimize the payment process for B2B e-commerce by automating the invoicing process. Many merchants have already decided to offer Enterpay's simplified payment method to their commercial customers in the growing digital marketplace. We are proud to say that some of Finland's most accomplished companies trust Enterpay to deliver unique, digital payment services to their B2B customers, says Jarkko Antiroikko, CEO at Enterpay, and continues, "Our goal is to help corporates all over the world buy like consumers by digitizing the onboarding and risk management processes and improve the user experience. It should be just as easy for companies to shop online, as it is privately." Enterpay's payment scheme consists of an open platform where all necessary parties can enable automated B2B trade and cooperate seamlessly. The B2B merchants can increase the number of profitable customers through improved credit scoring and automated invoicing. The corporate buyer experiences easier onboarding at new merchants and more seamless checkout flow. Finally, integrating with financial institutions allows these to deliver improved financing solutions to the merchants. Solving a problem most corporate buyers have faced. Most online payment methods, such as credit cards or the mobile wallet solutions, serve only the B2C segment, but fail to meet the needs of both the selling and buying sides of the underserved B2B e-commerce sphere. Invoice payments are the preferred option in B2B commerce, but these are often handled manually, which makes them time-consuming and potentially risky. As online purchases in the B2B market continue to grow rapidly, B2B buyers expect the same smooth experience that they know from B2C e-commerce. Consequently, merchants need a solution that is equipped to meet the changing expectations of their respective B2B customers. Nordic roots and international ambitions. Enterpay has partners among leading Nordic businesses in credit management, invoicing, and finance. During the funding campaign, the fintech has received funding from national, as well as Nordic investors, which it will use to strengthen its international reach and enhance the service. "We are overly happy with the outcome of our recent funding round. We were not only able to raise capital, but also to engage in collaboration and conversations with strong international players. While the money will accelerate our domestic and international growth, the industry knowledge and business know-how that these investments bring are equally beneficial to us. We believe that more can be achieved through collaboration, and want to be regarded as an enabler, not a competitor, by established, international financial institutions," says Jarkko Antiroikko. Rapid success in the German market. The collaborative approach that characterizes the Scandinavian financial sector is at the core of Enterpay's culture and strategy. The fintech is already cooperating with Collector Bank and Arvato in Finland and has just entered a new, exciting partnership with German bank Volksbanken Raiffeisenbanken to bring Enterpay's innovative solution to the German market, which represents approximately 25% of the total 450 billion European e-commerce market. The partnership with Volksbanken Raiffeisenbanken is a critical strategic milestone for the startup to achieve its vision of becoming the premium and most trusted transaction platform in B2B e-commerce worldwide. Enterpay is at the core of the exponentially growing B2B segment, and the partnership solidifies our potential. We are excited to bring our solution to the German merchants and make life easier for every stakeholder in the value chain, Jarkko Antiroikko concludes. At Volksbanken Raiffeisenbanken, they are also excited about bringing value-added services to their B2B customers. In cooperation with Enterpay, we offer an invoicing payment solution that embraces our commercial customers' digital agendas and enhances the customer experience in a cost and time-effective manner, says Carlos Gmez, CEO of VR Payment. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.